This is Power Talk 1040. Welcome to the show. Every Saturday at this time, we bring you the Cerebral Edge with me, Coach Chris. It's a show that aims to give you the edge to be 1% better every day. Add that all up to 365 days a year, and you're well on your way to a better version of yourself. And it is Mental Health Awareness Month. People can get stressed, depressed, anxiety, especially if you're a business owner and your business is not doing well. Well, I got the guest for you today to help clear that up, help get that anxiety off your shoulders, get your sales better, get your business from zero to hero. My friend, James the Wicker Man.
You know, if I had a dollar for every time I was called the Wicker Man, I'd probably be pretty wealthy at this point.
I love it.
But no, thanks for having me, Chris. And really what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about sales and really maximizing your sales potential through efficiency. And really what I find is a lot of anxiety in businesses is caused because of two main reasons in their sales program. The first one is really has to do with spending money maybe in the wrong direction, right? And spending too much money, money they don't have. And then the second is maybe doing a bunch of activity and not getting the results. So it's really about efficiency. And we're going to talk about how to be more efficient. We're talking about the glide method and some of those things today.
I remember starting out, especially as a young trainer, how much money did I throw away at some guru that pretty much gave me nothing back, right? I think there's a lot of startups out there and businesses that think that you can throw money at a problem and this guru is going to show up and just give you all this information and make everything go well, right? But when they actually give you tools and a guide, then that becomes worth it. But James here is going to give you a ton on this show today, and you're spending zero coin on it just listening to the show. And if you're listening to him and it's not adding up with somebody you paid a bunch of money to help you with, maybe you might look and go, okay, well, maybe this person doesn't know everything that they thought that I thought it did, right? And I can get a little bit more out of my business.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, yeah. And I think what we'll do is we'll focus on the glide method today. I'll also leave you with my email address where people can email me for their mathematical formula so that they can figure out their income. But we're really going to focus on the I letter in the glide method. We'll talk about that a lot in the second segment because that really is the one-page sales plan, which helps you focus your resources and really get you moving in the right direction. So,
Good deal.
Yeah.
So I, so let's start with the letter I. So what we got there for us?
Okay. Well, I'd like to get to I in a second, if that's okay. Yeah. I wanted to start with G because I'll be in the main focus at some point, but I really want to start with G because I think it's kind of the foundation, and then we'll build from there. G really stands for give. I think it's important as businesses that we, and business owners, salespeople, that we really focus on giving to our clients and giving that extra value. And sometimes it's non-business things. Sometimes, you know, I can look at my past, maybe somebody needed a referral to a good carpet person, you know, or whatever that resource might be, is always thinking about how can I help my clients? What's in their best interest? And one of the better examples of that is actually how I got into the wine business. Mm-hmm. Actually, how that all started is I'd gotten back from Kazakhstan. I do a Shark Tank event for 2 weeks in the summer there, and which is really cool. Yeah, a lot of fun experiences there. Some neat stories. But I was speaking about it here in Colorado Springs, and a gentleman approached me, and he said, I support this women's shelter in Uganda that's a 30-bed facility. Could you make some connections to your national business contacts? Because I'd really like to help these women get on their feet with some kind of job skill or business skill. So I checked it out, and it was legit, and I really liked the guy. So we started hanging out, and one thing led to another. He brought his lemon wine to a barbecue, and it was really good, and I have experience in sales and marketing. And I just said, hey, you ever need any help, just buy me coffee or lunch. And kind of one thing led to another. Before I knew it, I was in the wine business. Mm. And really, it was just that principle of if you give, you allow that magical space, there's things, good things that can happen. And one of the books that I really highly recommend is a book called The Go-Giver. Mm-hmm. Really great business philosophy book that really covers that. It's a narrative story and can really help people. So that's G. Next letter is L. And L is really about listening. I think in sales, we really tend to want to tell everybody about our great product and all the great things it can do. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, one of the things that we miss out is that listening is actually really the key to sales for a couple different reasons. Mm-hmm. The first reason is that, one, you've got to know whether your product or service is actually a good fit for the customer. Because the worst thing you can do is get into a situation where it's not a good fit. Mm-hmm. And you're uncomfortable, they're uncomfortable, they feel like they wasted their money and their time, and you know, and they're mad at you, so then you're stressed out, right? We're talking about mm-hmm. mental health. Mm-hmm. It can be a very stressful situation if you try to place a customer with a product or service that just doesn't fit.
Oh my goodness. Right? Yeah.
So that's really that's the kind of one of the core principles of the L. And then the other thing is, you know, and Dale Carnegie talks about this in his book on how to win friends and influence people, mm-hmm. right? Listening is like loving. Mm-hmm. That's the best way you can love somebody, is to be genuinely interested mm-hmm. in what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's always really important. And so that creates that connection, you know, and it really does tie into mental health, because how many times did you have a conversation with somebody and you felt like, wow, they really listened to me, and you've left that experience just feeling better about yourself because somebody really truly listened to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just think how much better off a lot of people would be is if we were all kind of listening to each other and what we all brought to the table versus trying to be right and express our political points or whatever, right? Instead of just having those conversations where you kind of leave and you go, wow, I didn't know that, or oh, I learned something today, mm-hmm. or all those different things. So listening is kind of that L letter and is really critical. And I always tell people in sales, this is just a quick story, is I had a customer, we're going to save him about $250,000 a year in taxes.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a great strategy. And it was really interesting because he wasn't really concerned about the money. You could kind of tell he was talking. And throughout what I call the conversation within the conversation, and we've all had these interactions with clients where he'd mention something about boating on the weekend or this, and it would just sprinkle out. And then I kind of stopped right in the middle of the meeting, right? And I said, it sounds like you really like to boat. He goes, yeah, I do. And I go, nice. Wow. I go, well, I think if we did this and this and this with this strategy, we might be able to get you an upgrade on a boat. And he goes, yeah, I've been really wanting this cabin cruiser for a few years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, boom, I was listening to what he said. I keyed in on what his actual needs were. The money was great,
mm-hmm.
but it's really the boat was what was important to him about saving the money. Lo and behold, later on, get invited to go out on the boat with him and his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of his buddies like, man, how did you afford this boat? Well, that's my track strategy guy there. He can help you too. And then I got referrals off it, right?
Right.
But it never would have happened had I not taken the time to really listen to the conversation within the conversation. If I just, and we've all done it, we got our PowerPoints and all our data points and we're just presenting right all day long and we're just, yeah, this is awesome. It's going to save you money. But we might totally miss the boat, right?
Right.
So to speak.
You miss the person.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So that's one of those really important things is really great sales is about listening and filling those needs and understanding if you're a right fit for the client.
Yeah. People get a bad taste in their mouth when they start talking about sales.
Yeah.
But that's because they have the wrong sales idea.
Yeah.
And they have to switch that paradigm from what I'm hearing you say, right?
Yeah.
Is to sales is actually caring about the person and filling a need versus just filling a sale and filling a money need.
Yeah, exactly. And a great example is like the Poncha Market up in Salida. Mm-hmm. Really great customers. And if you're ever up there, they have some of the best sandwiches ever. And it's a little, just a little tiny gas station right as you're coming into Poncha before you get to Salida there. Cool family. Mabel's Market is actually the name of it. And they tried our lemon wine and they loved it, mm-hmm. right? And this is like early December. And I'm like, hey, that's great. But we have this other stuff. We have what we call our heart warmer, which always comes out during the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is served warm. People love to serve it during Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff. Why don't we put that on your shelves now, and then we'll place the lemon wine in the spring when it warms up because it's mm-hmm. more like an adult lemonade. And because I knew it would, the lemonade would move, but it wasn't going to move as well. It wasn't going to provide what I consider important to the customer. Mm-hmm. Is a family business. They need sales, right? They've got bills to pay. They got the lights to keep on. So I put my need or their needs ahead of my needs, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, let's put in the heart warmer. Let's get that rolling. Let's sell that over the holidays. And then in the spring, we'll do the lemon wine and kind of move that forward. Mm-hmm. And so sure enough, it built that trust and that relationship because I was really listening to what they needed and what was really important to them first versus just getting the sale. I could have sold all three of our flavors, the lemon wines. I could have sold the heart warmer and everything. But I know that my lemon stuff was going to sit there and wasn't necessarily going to suit their need to kind of turn product and make money on that product they're turning. So right. we placed what was a seasonally appropriate at that time for that customer.
Yeah, strategic placement of it. And let me tell you what, this lemon wine is amazing. Tastes really good. And here's the other amazing part of it is there's only like 9 carbs in a can, right, versus like a beer. But mm-hmm. the other thing that's cool too is it's 10% alcohol by volume.
Like, yeah.
And most beers and things like that are maybe 5%, and then you get 32 grams of carbs in there. So it's if you're trying to watch the waistline, it's pretty good too, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's really great in that area for sure.
Yeah, so I mean, the listening, the giving, the listening, that's huge, especially when it comes to if you're in the personal training market or strength mm-hmm. conditioning market, right? Because mm-hmm. how else are you going to get in front of somebody if you don't give a little bit away, mm-hmm. right? That's how I first got started, was doing a lot of free stuff for people. Mm-hmm. So getting my feet wet a little bit, as you will, as a trainer, right? Mm-hmm. That's one way to do it. If you're struggling out there and you're stressed, give a little bit away, right? Don't be too proud to say, I need to charge for everything I do, right? Mm-hmm. And then actually listen to the person, right? Listen for key things, right? Especially when you have somebody who's trying to lose weight, you really kind of have to listen and dig and find that need and mm-hmm. be like, well, why do you need to lose weight? What's the main cause? Because everybody wants to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
But you have to have something a little bit bigger than that in order to put yourself through these hard workouts.
Yeah.
And change your eating habits. You have to have something a little bit bigger than yourself to pull you toward that at first, right?
Right. You're digging into that why, right?
Yeah.
What's really driving this? You know, the person actually started to reach out to a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. They want to lose weight, but there's something in the background that's driving this want to change, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times it could be kids, right? They're like, hey, I just don't have the energy for my kids when I get home. And that's a big one for some people, right? And they're like, oh, wow. Like, I'll have somebody that will come to me for, like, a couple sessions. And they'll go, man, I was able to play with my kids and I wasn't sore. Or I had energy to do it after work. Because, you know, I start working out, getting in better shape, so I'm not wore out from work, mm-hmm. right? But we're listening to some amazing tips and possibly some business-changing advice from James here today here on Power Talk 1040. We're going to be right back. And we are back with a Cerebral Edge on Power Talk 1040, and you're getting some anxiety-relieving tips for your business and for your own mental health. Because, again, when your business is tanking, where's your mental health state?
It's in a rough place, man.
It's in a rough spot, right?
Yep.
So we've got James here giving us the GLIDE method, and he is on letter I believe.
That's right. I stands for innovate, and really what it is design. You should be innovating your sales every 90 days. I mean, if you even just look at the last 2 years, how much has the sales and consumer market changed? How much has inflation changed? All the different changes, right? So I recommend people revise their sales plan every 90 days, and that's why I came up with the one-page sales plan. One of the things I learned in the consulting business is, in businesses of experience, you may have even experienced this yourself, Chris, mm-hmm. is you have this consultant come in, then you have a all-day meeting with you and your people, you have lunch, and you come out with this awesome sales plan, and it's 20 pages long, and you think, yeah, I'm going to execute it, and you're excited, and then after about a week, it goes in the filing cabinet and collects dust because it's so complicated, you can't follow it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So really, the idea with with this was, is let's put something together that you can just stick, tack on your wall and say, okay, here's the simple things that I need to do as a business, and then I can move forward and I can get the sales results I want. And that's mm-hmm. really what the genesis or the idea for the one-page sales plan in the Innovate chapter comes from.
So it's really good because it chunks it in smaller pieces.
Yeah, it does. Actually, so I'll just kind of go through it. The first acronym I have is FACE, which is the top mm-hmm. section. And that's actually a 1 to 10 rating system. And the F stands for fun. Is it something you enjoy doing? Is it a service you'd enjoy performing or not? The second one is appreciate. That's really, what do you think the consumer like appreciates? Or is it something they have to pay for, like a very base level thing? Or is it something that they enjoy, they're excited to pay for, and they're excited to do? C stands for competitive. How competitive is the market, really? Like, am I always price competitive, or is it value competitive? Is it just something that I have to compete with Walmart on a service like an oil change, mm-hmm. right? And then E is efficient. That's what's your hourly profit ratio mm-hmm. for that. And then what you do is you add up the points on a 1 to 10 scale on that first section, and then immediately you know the best cash producing product or service that for your business would be. So really that's what you design. So once mm-hmm. you design, okay, this is what I need to do for my business, mm-hmm. then the next section is the client traits. Mm-hmm. Where do those clients live? Like, what do they do? You know, how do I find those clients? The next section is your marketing tactics, right? And this is the ACT acronym. These are the actual physical actions you're going to take. Is what is the action? How much cash is it going to cost you? And then how much time is it going to cost you? Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do as business owners, and you probably know this all too well, and I know I've ran into this trap, is we tend to not value our time and value it at a cost. Mm-hmm. And so I always ask a business owner in the time section is, what do you normally pay yourself an hour? And you'd be surprised, most of them don't even know.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, they and then they'll lowball themselves and say, I'll pay myself $20 an hour or something. I'm like, you're only worth $20 an hour? you run a business with 15 employees and you think your time's only worth $20 an hour? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so once you get that section lined out, you actually have a firm cost of what that campaign is going to be. And I'll give you a good example. I had a client up in Woodland Park, and they found out that most of their referrals was coming from an ATV rec center. So I asked them, I said, well, what is something they love? And they go, well, they love donuts from the donut mill.
Mm-hmm.
So could you bring them donuts once a week on Fridays or once a month and show them that they're valued? And so we computed the cost of that campaign. And then the idea was, are we getting 10x? If we're spending $300 every 90 days, mm-hmm. are we getting $3,000 worth of referrals? And that kind of puts us into our results section, the last mm-hmm. section of the one-page sales plan. How many referrals did I get? Did I actually enjoy doing the campaign? I don't know about you, but if I brought donuts into an ATV shop, most people would probably be pretty excited to me. I'd actually enjoy that. Be like, what's up? I got your donuts, right? You know, so that's going to be high in that. It's a simple yes, no. Because if you don't enjoy it, it might be one of those marketing campaigns that you look at outsourcing somewhere down the road or having a third party do it mm-hmm. because it's not something you really want to do, but you know it's yielding results. So I think that's why it's really important to answer this question when you're thinking about that campaign. A is adjustments. Is it, do I want to have a third party? Do I need to add more money to the campaign? Do I need to add less time? What do I need to adjust to get into that 10X? Because mm-hmm. we really want to get 10X on any program we do from a sales and marketing perspective. And then proceeds. What is the bottom dollar? How much money did I make on that campaign? Mm-hmm. And that's really the I section of the GLIDE method is, let's analyze what's working, what's not, in a very laser-like focused mm-hmm. kind of strategy. Right. And then we can tweak it as we go. And we want to evaluate mm-hmm. that as a small business in about every 90 days because it's always changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something where a lot of personal trainers fail at. Right. And strength coaches, myself included, especially in the beginning years. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is how far does it go? Like after you're done training them and the next day you send a follow up email or a text message just saying, hey, how you feeling? How's everything going? Are you sore? Right. A lot of people just wait to the next session before they come in. They go, oh, man, I was so sore and I didn't know what to do. Well, if you just do that little bit of a reach out, right, and they're like, yeah, I'm a little sore, and you just say, hey, maybe you might want to take an Epsom salt bath or stay hydrated or maybe get a massage, give them some tips to help and deal with that soreness, how much more are they going to be like, man, they really cared how hard I worked that day, right? So that goes back to the what you were talking about with the giving value, because you talked about the donuts thing, but sometimes as a trainer, you got to think a little differently, right? You got to kind of think outside the box a little bit. So think about, you know, sending the email, right? Or sending like a birthday card or something like that, right? To show that they're valued, right? That's kind of what the whole point of the donuts was, just to make your client feel valued.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. When we get to the E section of the Glide method, we'll talk exactly what you're talking about. And I could tell you, if I had a personal trainer that did that, that would set them head and shoulders above any other personal trainer I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And there's about a 99% chance that I'm more likely to give that personal trainer with that kind of follow-up and care a referral.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that in the excellence in the E part of the Glide method.
Awesome. I mean, so far, I think you've gotten 20% better instead of 1% better today, especially when it comes to business. So I really appreciate you coming on, man. And this these lemon wines are delicious, right? So two that I have right here. Do you mind if I take a second and talk about your
lemon wine there for a second?
But he's got two that I've got right here, and I've tried them both. Skier Pea, which is awesome. And you got to love Skier Pea for being in Colorado, right?
Yep.
And Citrus Trump, both great. But anyway, on that note, we'll continue on to, are we on D now?
We're on D, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the D, baby.
Let's talk about the D. So what's really important about the D is it stands for determination. Too many times in sales, we look at just honesty. Sales is a rejection business.
Oh, yeah.
Top-notch salespeople in the world are closing maybe 20 to 30% of their deals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about this. A baseball player, Hall of Fame baseball player, gets on base, hits the ball, gets on base 30% of the time. So we get rejected and we get shot down more than a baseball player does, a professional baseball player. Right. So sales is a tough business.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know the numbers going in ahead of time, then guess what? It's not such a big, huge, you know, hairy 800-pound gorilla that, oh, I know I'm going to get rejected. I know 10% of the people are just going to say, I don't want to talk to you. I don't even care what you have to say. They're just going to be jerks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We just know that. If you know that ahead of time, then you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but like if I'm prepared for stuff like that, then I really know. So what I'm going to do is at the end of this radio show, I'll give you my email address and I'll help you with the determination. I have actually a mathematical equation to help people boil down their income. And then the last section is the E, or excellence. And you kind of hit on it. You actually hit it, the nail on the head, is providing that extra value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being excellent. I tell a lot of people, if you dedicate even up to 30% of your sales budget towards your customer relations, that you can actually bump your sales up even more and exponentially if you really focus on those excellent touch points with your customers.
That's awesome. The D, the determination that I'm going to go back to that a second.
Yeah. 'Cause
you're like, I'm sure you know about that. Of course, every trainer does, right? And it's even harder for us, right? And that's why it's so important to listen to this Glide method, because the listening is going to help you with that D, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time when you strike out with a client, you didn't really listen to what they're telling you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't listen to the actual need that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go into a closing more prepared with that determination, right? Because you've actually listened to the bullet points that they needed to talk to you. Well, thanks for being on the show, James. Let's hear your email. How do people get a hold of you so they can get that mathematical equation to help their business and their mindset?
Yes, that's James at solidsolutionsus.com.
Excellent. And always, you know, check out their product. What's the name of your business, actually, for the lemon wine?
So, yeah, our wine is all made in Palmer Lake. It's Evergood Adventure Wines. And if you go to our website, you can get more information on the wines. And then we also have what we call the Pea Finder. That's the store locator. It'll actually direct you to the store that's located next to you or closest to you.
Great. I'm so glad you joined me today here on the Cerebral Edge. Let's keep this thing going. Join me next Saturday at noon right here on Power Talk 1040. And I'll have another great guest with more insight in how we can all achieve that cerebral edge goal of making you 1% better every day. I'm Coach Chris. Until next time, stay strong.